Hello, Real Producers. This is Kristen Brindley, and it's an honor to have Carlos Espinoza on here for our September issue. Thank you so much for being on with us, Carlos.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Kristen.
Absolutely. And I love, like, and I love this family photo right here, too. So, you know, you are on our September issue. If y'all haven't read it, make sure you check it out. And, you know, you earned your spot on the cover, you know, 30 million this past year, over 300 million in your career. You know, you've been through the different markets too. You've been around since 2005 and you've thrived the whole time. Like, I'm looking forward to hearing your story. So, you know, you could have done anything. Why real estate? Like, what started this journey? Tell us about it.
All right. Well, and, you know, thanks for that amazing introduction again. And, you know, excited to be here, be able to tell my story. And, you know, it was definitely not on purpose that I landed in the real estate business. I got in 2005, fresh out of college. My two sisters were in real estate. One was a loan officer. The other one was a realtor. And back in 2005, the market was, I mean, hot. I mean, almost like it was, you know, last year, 2021. And they asked me, they said, "Hey, Carlos, like, you know, have you ever thought about getting into real estate? You know, it's going very well for us.
Why not?" Right. Yeah,
exactly. So I was like, "No, I haven't really thought of that. I always had dreams of, you know, moving to Florida and working for, you know, an import export company, traveling through South America, Central America, you know, doing like international business." And I said, "You know what? I'll say, let me give real estate a try." So I got my license, and, you know, right off the bat, like, I started doing well. And, you know, I said, am I good at this? You know, and then, you know, haven't turned back since then.
You are good at this. what's been the biggest challenge? So, you know, 2005 to now, like, what's biggest challenge for you?
So the biggest challenge is, you know, really, you know, we give our all to our clients, you know, and, you know, my biggest challenge is really just trying to be that steady hand for them. You know, we are there from the highs of the highs to the lows of the lows. You know, we're there with that first time home buyer purchasing that first house. They're super excited, you know, and then, you know, we're dealing with sometimes people going through a divorce or, you know, going through some financial hardship, you know, and having to deal with that. So, you know, for me, it's just being that steady person, someone that they can rely on, be there for them, and you know, make sure that I put all the emotion aside.
Tell us a little bit about your business. Like, you have, I think you said you have 4 agents, a couple of them newer, a transaction coordinator, marketing. Like, tell us how all this kind of came about. Like, how long were you on your own? And then when did you start your team?
That's right. Yeah. So I would say 2019 is when, you know, I got my first agent to work with me. And then before then, I want to say it's about 2017 was my assistant or transactions coordinator. You know, it really got, like, my business really just got really busy, and it just got to the point where I just couldn't do it all myself. And especially back then, I did focus a little bit on more the investment side of things, flipping some buy and holds, flipping about 3 houses a year. And I just needed that help, that support. So Caroline, which is still with me today, you know, it's been about 5 years. So she got on board, and I would say that's what really made the difference for me, was just having that person by my side to just help me with kind of just work through all everything that we go through. And then getting her really just helped me build my business, especially on the realtor side of things. And then got Yuri, our first agent, which is still on our team now. He's amazing. And then we have consistently grown since then. The following year, we got Francisco. You know, he's off to a great start. And then just last year, we have 2 new agents that that have joined the team, and, you know, we're getting up to speed.
Well, that's beautiful. And it's a growth journey. It didn't happen all at once. It's that success story that just builds on itself. You know what I mean? Like, What about, like, how does this fit in your dreams and goals? I mean, you have a 7-year-old, a 9-year-old, like, so how does real estate fit into your dreams and goals? And yeah.
Well, it's certainly a challenge, especially since you're getting pulled in, you know, every direction. But I think that, you know, what's important to me is always to provide a good example to my kids, you know, and show them that, you know, that it's important to set goals and strive to achieve those goals, right? So I think that, you know, me trying to grow or like my business, you know, I can, you know, that's a teaching moment for, you know, my kids as well too, to show that, like, listen, like I am always are trying to continue to learn, right? Just like they're learning, right? I want to continue to learn and be able to grow. And look, you know, one day, you know, my goal is to have a team, you know, so good that it can strive without me. You know, that's my goal is to have that, have that amazing team, have all the agents just be very successful. You know, that's what for me would be a success.
Well, it's funny. I was going to ask you to define success for us. So what within that, like, what is success to you?
Yeah. So it's that. So it's really just by leading by example, right? And being able to help the people around you, right? So for me, that's what's, you know, that's a sign of success is that if the people around me are successful, then that means that, you know, I would think and hope that I've maybe had a part in that influence in helping them be successful as well. And that would make me like feel so good and feel fulfilled. And honestly, I would, you know, say it's a success.
I love it. Well, and, you know, I love the picture of your family in the publication and you're lit up in that picture. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, I have a 7 and 9-year-old. They're just adorable. I mean, this age, everyone has is like Carlos cherish these moments because, like, trust me, you know, once they're teenagers, it's the opposite. So they're my life. And you know, I really, you know, owe so much to my wife, Jessica. You know, she's been there for me. She's really successful in her own right. And, you know, her and I really just see eye to eye in so many things. We can really relate, you know, a lot with what we kind of go through day to day. And you know, it's been a really nice, like, you know, family unit. And, you know, we want to raise our kids to also be driven, you know? And so we work hard to kind of just set that example and, you know, continue growing as a family.
Well, they have, you know, great examples of mindset and discipline for sure. Like, I feel like great foundation right there. What are you currently learning? Like, what are you working on right now? What are you currently learning?
So I'm learning more, a couple of things. One, I want to learn more of the commercial space in our business. You know, we've been doing residential for a long time. I feel like, you know, I have that down. Of course, there's always, you know, things that I need to continue learning on that. But I think the commercial space, there's a lot of opportunity there. I think that eventually I would want to own some commercial spaces and just want to know more about that space. There's a lot of unknown there that I want to just explore. And also just learn more about, you know, increasing, like, from a real estate investment perspective, just increasing like a real estate portfolio, you know, really how to manage that. Cause, you know, as realtors, you know, we don't get a 401k, you know, we don't get that 401k match from our employer. Really, like, what we try to bank on is building up these investment portfolios, right? To have these investment properties that, you know, that can cash flow and eventually live off of once we decide to hang it up.
Beautiful. Well, I mean, you have curiosity and you're nimble. Like, I can see why you've done really well in all the different marketplaces. And I love that. I'm interested in those things myself. what are some hobbies and interests for you, like, outside of the business? Is there anything you all do together as a family or things that you really enjoy doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, travel, of course. Traveling is my favorite. You know, I love to travel with my wife to, you know, to tropical vacations, just kind of relax and kick back a bit. But also, we're going to start focus more on traveling internationally a lot more, especially now that we can travel more freely. You know, it's important for my kids. So my family's originally from El Salvador. I speak Spanish, but my kids aren't the best Spanish speakers. I would say it's very little that they can speak in Spanish. So it's important for me to make sure that they're exposed to, you know, to Spanish and for them to practice Spanish, but also learn other cultures. So, you know, we did a big Disney trip last year, so we kind of got that out of the way. And then going forward, you know, our goal is to visit a different country every year with our kids, you know, spend time just exploring the areas, the culture, right? And then having our kids just learn that, like, look, there's different ways to do things, right? Like, people just do things differently. It's not because, you know, it's not good. It's just different. You know, people do it differently, and they're just a happier or even happier, you know? So that's one of my goals. And that's what I'm really excited about to do with the family. And then for me, myself, like, I love to play golf. Like, I love golf. I'm not the best golfer, but I love just to get out there. There's nothing better than just being in a nice, beautiful open field, hanging out with some of your best friends, and just, you know, just enjoy the day, just enjoy the scenery. So that's what I really like to do.
I love it. Or do you have any favorite quotes or any like books or things that have impacted you?
So one of my favorite quotes, it's a Steve Jobs quote. I think probably a lot of people have heard already. It's you know, the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who actually do. And like I love that quote mainly because it really shows that it's okay to be different. You know, it's okay to be different. You know, someone that's different, you know, some of the people may think they're a little crazy, that, you know, they're out there, but those are the ones that are actually make the moves that change the industries, that, you know, change the world, you know, and it's something that I, you know, try to remember when, like, I am, I don't know, maybe doing something differently or looking for ways to do something differently. You know, because that's the way you're going to be able to get ahead and maybe change things. And in terms of books, like, I love the one of my favorite books is The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. Just learning the right habits, just understanding that, like, the majority of things we do a lot of times are just because of habit. You know, so it's just little things like that we can just change our day-to-day habits can really make a big impact on our life and on our productivity.
Thank you. Everybody should read that book. Sounds like a fantastic book. I think I actually read it a few years ago too. Like, that's mm-hmm. a great book. Mm-hmm. Thank you for bringing that one up. I appreciate that. Also, speaking of different, you know, what sets apart, like, what sets you apart or makes you different, would you say?
So what makes me different, I think, is I always try to look at the big picture on things. Like, I try not to get too into the weeds with the details. I always try to look at the big picture, try to zoom out and try to figure out why things are happening, right? So I think for me, that's one. And also, I like to try to remain humble. Like, regardless of what's happening, regardless if I had a great year or just a lot of success or, you know, huge investment deal go through, like, it's just about being humble and knowing that, like, you know, that it worked well. And you know what, let's just try to look for the next opportunity. Let's always continue to look for the next opportunity. There's always, you know, something more we can do, something, you know, maybe we can help someone out, a community out. Right. Like, you know, one thing that I've learned, I think that we've all learned over, you know, the last, you know, a couple of years because of the pandemic, is that, you know, things can change overnight. You know, if we remember, you know, early 2020, everyone's living the life and, you know, living their normal life and having a great time. And then just really overnight, everything got shut down. And we were thinking, what's this pandemic? Like, what's this COVID? And everyone now was shut down in their house. And, you know, we at that moment, it's certainly, I was very grateful for the people around me, for the family, just the little things in life. I think that's what matters.
Thank you. I love that answer. What do you think have been like the biggest reason or reasons for your success, Carlos?
So one of the biggest reasons for my success, I feel, is just trying to continue to grow. I think in any business, right? I think if you're not growing, you're dying. I think it's always about waking up and saying, hey, like, what can I do today to continue to grow and be able to help the people around me? Right. I think that's the number one goal is every day just waking up saying, hey, like I need to figure how to solve these issues and continue to grow.
What about failure? What has been a failure you learned a lot from that, you know, you could share that experience? And we always learn a lot from those kind of things, I feel like. Like, what's a
failure? Yeah.
What did you learn from it? Yeah.
Yeah, so failure is the best teacher, right? It's the best teacher. Yeah, it can sting. And I would say one of my biggest failures really is back in 2008, 2009, when we went through the great recession and the big market crash, was really not being in position to be able to take advantage of the opportunities that came about. I remember I was very young back then. I was in my mid-20s. Of course, I started off. I thought I was a great realtor in the beginning, but, you know, didn't save any money. And then when the recession came, it really just stopped everything. Business wasn't the same. It changed. And I remember, not being able to really do a lot in terms of like investment was like zero. I barely had enough money to buy my girlfriend, now wife, an engagement ring back then. But I remember I had one deal that I closed. It was a good deal that it was just enough money to buy her a ring. I think I might've been late on my rent back then, but I was able to buy her the ring. And I think I would say was a great learning experience, that just not being prepared for a down market, which I think we're probably going through something similar now. I don't think it's going to be as extreme, but I think that, because of those lessons, I think that now I'm in a better position to be able to thrive during any potential downturn.
So there's a lot of sage advice and all of that too for everyone. So what do you think this is one of my favorite questions. What do you think you would like to be remembered for, Carlos? Like, what would you like to be remembered for?
Oh, that's a great question. So I'd like to be remembered for my hard work, right? For my hard work and for always leaving something better than what I got. I think that's important to me. I think any house that I've purchased, that I lived in, I've always done updates, I've always taken care of the house, I've always making sure that that we're like the house of the beautiful house of the neighborhood, because I want to make sure that we bring everyone else up. And then when I sell that house, someone else is going to take over and say, wow, this is they did a great job maintaining this house, this is beautiful. And I do that, not just with my own houses, but any investments that I do too, like from an investment perspective to revitalize communities really brings me a lot of joy, to help, some communities that, that maybe have some rundown properties, for us to help fix them and revitalize those areas and the people living there. That really means a lot to me. And that's what I want to be remembered for, is really just to helping the community and being able to just leave things a lot better than how I got it.
Well, I am, it's an honor to have you on our cover. I'm so glad, you know, you're here with us today. If y'all didn't read his story, make sure you do. It's a September issue, DC Metro Rail Producers. And Carlos, it's an honor to have you on, and, you know, I'll see you soon at an event coming up. And
absolutely.
Thank you.